This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
At 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Plus, there's the Discord on-air call-in line room that allows you to get on the air with us that way. If you're on our Discord server, which you can get on it by going to discord.lrn.fm and jump right into the top chat room there. I gotta say the biggest news of the day that I feel like, you know, we definitely should cover is Korea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, that's been a big story for about a week or so, and then like the big thing happened today.
Today or within the last 24 hours, they're ending the war. Finally, is the plan. Apparently, I guess I heard on the news this morning that it's going to be over by the end of the year. So it's not like the war is over now, but it's going to be.
It's been in like a state of armistice for a really long time.
Right, since the 50s.
And yeah, they're working on actually formally ending the war. This morning, Kim Jong-un and Moon Jae-in had a meeting in some village on the DMZ,
right,
where Moon Jae-in went into North Korea, Kim Jong-un went into South Korea.
And the didn't first they hold time hands?
They did, as they crossed the border a couple times. And it marks the first time that a North Korean leader has ever been in South Korea
since the split. So the story here from the AP, by the way, joining you in the studio tonight on Free Talk Live, it's Ian.
Will.
And Daryl.
Will's pulling double duty today after wrapping up the Call to Freedom, which is his daily weekday show on LRN.fm. Be sure you check that out if you haven't. But, you know, this is huge news here. The so-called leaders of North and South Korea vowed Friday to seek a nuclear-free peninsula and work toward a formal end to the Korean War this year, though their historic summit concluded with few specifics on how they will reach those ambitious goals. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in set aside a year that saw them seemingly on the verge of war. They grasped hands and strode together across the cracked concrete marking the Korea's border. The sight inconceivable just months ago may not erase their failure to provide any new measures on a nuclear standoff that has captivated and terrified millions, but it allowed the leaders to step forward. And I hate it when press calls these people leaders. They're tyrants, but this is a step in the right direction.
And tyrants lead.
Well, there are some people that do want to be told what to do. That's true.
No, I'm sorry. Tyrants don't lead. Tyrants command. There's a difference in leadership and power structure.
Well, there are some people who do want to be told what to do. Like, they would consent to being commanded.
I think the difference with a leader, though, would be a leader is not someone who's going to force you to follow them.
That's right. They lead the way.
Yeah.
Right?
True leaders don't need to force you to follow them. They're men that you follow. They're men or women that you follow them because they have conviction, they have principles, and they have courage, not because they have a gun and they're going to beat you into submission if
you don't. Which is how both governments work. I mean,
right.
Any government around the world, North Korea, South Korea, United States, you name it.
It's just a matter of degree.
South Korea's paved has literally kind of blazed the trail for cryptocurrency regulation.
Yeah.
They've been some of the first government to put major regulations on cryptocurrency exchanges, ICO regulate, like all of that stuff, the first stuff even before America.
Mm-hmm.
South Korea has been on top of it.
The site would have been inconceivable months ago, and they say here that it allowed them to step forward toward the possibility of a cooperative future, even as they acknowledged a fraught past and the widespread skepticism that after decades of failed diplomacy, things will be any different this time. Well, it seems like they're already different. I mean, this is a pretty big kind of gesture to literally to, you know, hold hands and walk across the border back and forth together. I saw some of the video earlier today.
Well, you know, I'm so glad that we elected President Obama and gave him a Nobel Peace Prize so that he could negotiate and create this grand peace in North and South.
Oh, wait, I didn't do either of those.
Never mind. He's not been in office for 2 years. He didn't do anything to foster peace anywhere on Earth.
It's interesting that this is happening under Donald Trump, who is also apparently scheduled to meet with Kim Jong-un in the coming weeks.
Yes. And one thing that this article that you're covering doesn't mention that was sort of a show of goodwill earlier in the week, the propaganda speakers got turned off.
In North Korea?
Yeah.
On both sides.
They have them in the South? Interesting. I didn't know
that. In South Korea, they have all along the DMZ.
Uh-huh.
A wall of propaganda speakers blaring into North Korea, telling people how wonderful South Korea is.
Yeah. They used to be, it's a throwback from the 60s in the old radio-free Europe, where they used to pipe broadcast the Beach Boys and the Beatles across the Iron Curtain. We used to, we started the Call to Freedom, we've always said that our show was something that was meant to be out there kind of in the spirit of Radio Free Europe, because we're broadcasting directly to, you know, like Chad and Uganda and Nigeria, you know, like these horribly oppressed places that they're not hearing the message of liberty any other way. And like now you've got Free Talk Live on the air live right now in Nigeria through a pirate radio station in Lagos.
Right, awesome. But the difference is these, it's not they're sending a radio signal.
It's just audio.
Yeah, it is straight up speakers.
Here's a giant speaker that is blaring propaganda, and the North has them pointed to the South as well.
Yeah.
So I
and
know that
both sides have shut those off, at least according to articles from antiwar.com.
That's a good sign. That's a throwback from the 60s. Those have been there
long time
for decades.
Yes. They also have, you know, activist groups, or I don't know if it's the South Korean government, but I have heard about people launching balloons over the border, like carrying propaganda to try to get it into the North. I've heard about pirate radio broadcasts attempting to get a signal into the North. Of course, in the North, they only distribute radios that are tuned and locked to the state frequency. So people in the North also would have to have an illegal radio that would be able to tune off of state frequencies. So, again, there's a lot that is important. The symbolism here is important. It's worth talking about. This is very newsworthy. This is huge news that the Korean War may actually be over here in 2018, here according to both of these sides. But does that mean that Kim Jong-un is going to shut down the prison labor camps? Because, let's be clear, that's the biggest problem with North Korea, I think, you know, from a human rights perspective, is those prison labor camps, which basically dole you out like 18 to 30 kernels of corn per day that you can eat.
Yum.
Yeah. That's what you get, from what I understand. Now, you only hear this from the people who escape from these camps.
Correct.
And escape from North Korea, or they're held in the camps, are released from the camps, and then eventually escape and can tell their stories.
Right.
So, I mean, those have not been stopped, presumably, underneath Kim Jong-un. And will those even be part of the talks, you know, in the upcoming weeks? I don't know.
Probably at some point.
It's optimistic.
I said at some point.
Okay. After
not
the war's over.
Not necessarily in the next few weeks, but at some point between now and the death of Kim Jong-un, it will be discussed.
I hope so.
There's also, as part of these talks, as well as the summit between Kim and Trump, there's going to be talks of denuclearization.
That's correct. Yeah, they did discuss that, I guess, as well. On the nuclear issue, according to the AP, the leaders, thugs merely repeated a previous vow to rid the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons, kicking one of the world's most pressing issues down the road to a much-anticipated summit between Kim and U.S. President Trump in the coming weeks. Still, the summit produced the spectacle of two men from nations with a deep and bitter history of acrimony grinning from ear to ear after Kim walked over the border to greet Moon, becoming the first of his nation to set foot on southern soil since the Korean War. The first president, or whatever you want to call them, of dictator. Both leaders were briefly stepped
technically
together.
Kim Jong-un is not the president.
Yeah. What's the term for him? prime minister or something like that. I don't know, because he hasn't actually replaced his father and his grandfather. They're still like
the grandfather is still technically the head of state.
Yeah, he's posthumously the head of state. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want, your comments on the Korean end to the Korean War announced today. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Darrell W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free here and take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. We're talking to about the big news on the world scene here today, and that is that the Korean War is beginning to end.
North Korea is no longer best Korea.
Finally. Well, they're not going to combine together at this point, but they're going to end the conflict. Although, certainly, reunification is something that a lot of people in Korea, I think, would like to see.
Yes.
How possible that is after 5 decades of separation of, you know, you look at the drastic
happened
difference.
In Germany.
We're looking at close to 7 decades at this point.
Good point, yeah. So more than, you know, 50, 60, 70 years of separation, and cultures are separating in that time, right? Like, you look at the sort of westernized, for lack of a better term, culture in South Korea versus the we-don't-have-lights-at-nighttime culture of North Korea, and it's a very different...
They celebrate Earth Day every day.
Yeah, it's a very different world there.
Without choice.
So, anyway, we're going to get back into that, but I also want to make sure you know about $6 shirts. You can get some pretty killer shirts. In fact, there's a gigantic selection of them over at $6shirts.com.
Dare I say it's huge.
Yeah, and affordable. $6shirts.com. I've got some cool shirts. I've worn one of them so far because it's actually warmed up a bit here in New Hampshire. It actually feels more like springtime here now, so perfect time to break out the $6 shirts. And you can get them in all kinds of different categories, everything from, you know, kind of like pop culture, movies, video game icons, things like that. And then also sports and politics, so many different categories. And the company's run by a libertarian, $6shirts.com, a Free Talk Live listener, actually, behind $6shirts.com. Use code FTL, you'll get 10% off if you use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. And they do accept Bitcoin. So we continue here with the news about the North and South Korea. They held hands, the president and whatever Kim Jong-un is over on the other side, the so-called leader of North and South Korea, held hands, walked across the border, and smiling ear to ear, according to the Associated Press, Kim walked over the border to greet President Moon from South Korea. That's Moon Jae-in. He became the first dictator in North Korea to set foot on South soil since the Korean War. Both of them then briefly stepped together into the North and then back into the South. The summit marks a surreal whiplash swing in relations for the countries, from nuclear threats and missile tests to intimations of peace and cooperation.
And Kim Jong-un is officially the supreme leader of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Thank you for pulling
it's
that
It's a republic. And it's not a democracy. It's a republic.
Supreme
leader. The red,
leader.
White, and blue.
So I forget what the... If he's the supreme leader, what is his grandfather? Is it president? Eternal president, I think?
Let me pull up the official title for Kim Il-sung.
Perhaps the change...
President of North Korea.
Eternally.
Yes.
He's dead, and his son, Kim Jong-il, is also dead.
Yes.
Perhaps the change is best illustrated by geography, according to the AP. Kim and Moon's historic handshake and later 30-minute conversation at a footbridge on the border occurred within walking distance of a spot where a North Korean soldier fled the South in a hail of gunfire last year, and where North Korean soldiers killed 2 U.S. soldiers with axes in 1976. Standing next to Moon after the talks ended, Kim faced a wall of cameras beaming his image live to the world and declared that the Koreas are, quote, linked by blood as a family and compatriots who cannot live separately, unquote. The leaders also vowed to achieve a nuclear-free Korean peninsula through complete denuclearization, which, according to the AP, is something they've said before. So, you know, maybe they'll actually do something about it this time. The latest declaration between the Koreas, Kim said, should not repeat the, quote, unfortunate history of past inter-Korean agreements that only reached the starting line, unquote, before becoming derailed. So, according to the AP, what happened today should be seen in the context of the last year, where the U.S., South Korea, and North Korea threatened and raged as the North unleashed a torrent of weapons tests but also in the light of the long destructive history of the rival Koreas who fought one of the 20th century's bloodiest conflicts and even today occupy a divided peninsula that is still technically in a state of war.
Now, I noticed that the AP article, that is an AP article.
It is.
Right? Yeah, that article doesn't mention the regular spring war games that the U.S. military in conjunction with the South Korean military have every spring, very close to the North Korean border.
You mean to contrast that with the fact North Korea is doing weapons tests?
Right. So they mention the North Korean weapons tests, but they don't mention any of the things being done by South Korea or the U.S. military.
Right. So their saber rattling goes unreported, is what you're
correct.
Saying.
Correct.
Yeah. Trump tweeted Friday, in all caps, "Korean War to end," and said the U.S. should be very proud of what is now taking place in Korea, unquote. Both Koreas agreed to jointly push for talks this year with the U.S. and also potentially China to officially end the Korean War, which stopped with an armistice that never did officially end the war. Many will be judging the summit based on the weak nuclear language. North Korea's nuclear missile test last year likely put it on the threshold of becoming a legitimate nuclear power. The North, which has spent decades doggedly building its bombs despite crippling sanctions and near constant international opprobrium, claims that it has already risen to that level.
Now, one thing that I find interesting is very few people are talking about the role that the Winter Olympics played in any of this even happening.
Well, there was some role, right? Like, that kind of got the ball started.
That got the ball started. South Korea hosted the Winter Olympics, and athletes from the North Korea
which has happened
team,
before. They've had the Olympics there previously.
They've had the Summer Games.
Okay.
They've never had the Winter Games.
Got it.
But this was the first time that the North and South Korean teams competed as a joint team.
That's a first.
Yes. And that wound up allowing for these additional talks. Because of that, there were diplomatic talks during the Winter Olympics, and a lot of people were all up in arms about that, of, oh, the South is just kowtowing and doing whatever the North wants. Rah! We should bomb them!
No.
No.
Terrifying.
No, but again, the people that want war are going to come up with all kinds of justifications for bombing people.
Yeah, and the North Korean people surely do not want war. You know, they many of them would love to get out.
Mean, you know, if you live in North Korea where the military is a bunch of old guys with some rocks, come on, I don't want to be at war either, you know?
Yeah.
They're going to be, what are you going to do? You're going to fill your garbage can up with some M80s and throw it at the American military?
Well,
I mean, come on.
Hold on. Isn't that what the school principal in Pennsylvania said you should do if there's a school shooting?
I suspect there's no doubt the North Korean military is not as badass as they want you to believe it is. But
they've
got
China backing them up. The only reason they were able to win the Korean War to start with was because they had China backing them up. The stories that are told among, you know, like people, Marine Corps historians and stuff, was the Chosin Reservoir was basically the deciding battle of the Korean conflict. And the United States military was completely surrounded by the Chinese army. They only let off that mountain because the Chinese army was kind enough to not slaughter them wholesale and let them leave if they agreed to leave.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. Unfortunately, the United States hasn't left, and I suspect they probably won't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here. Toll-free number 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Will,
and Daryl.
Major news on the international front. The Korea War is supposedly going to end, according to the announcement today, that it will take them, like, I guess the rest of the year to somehow end this thing, but they're going to end it. That's the news. We'll tell you more about that. But also coming up, Mother's Day, it's not far off, and raising you wasn't all Skittles and unicorns, but you turned out pretty awesome, thanks to Mom. And Mother's Day's coming. It's her big day. Mom's Day is Books Day. Books is short for bouquets, and these flowers are booking awesome. Moms don't want online sweatshop flowers that wilt in 2 days. Your mom deserves flowers from the Books. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's BOUQS.com, and remember to enter code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save an extra 15%. That's Books.com. as we continue here. A little bit more coverage from the what is probably the news of the year, I would say internationally, that the Korean War is set to end after the Korean, president and supreme leader, so that's two different titles, the president of South Korea, the so-called supreme leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, met today, held hands, crossed the border a couple of times, and then went and talked for about a half an hour. They did agree to settle their disagreement over their western maritime border by designating it as a peace area and securing fishing activities for both countries. They said they'd open a permanent communication office in the North Korean border town of Kaesong and resume temporary reunions of relatives separated by the 1950 through 53 Korean War. Which, of course, it's actually still going on today. It didn't really end in 53. Just the shooting, right. The active conflict stopped at that time.
Yes.
Kim told Moon as they sat at the table, quote, I feel like I'm firing a flare at the starting line in the moment of the two Koreas writing a new history in North-South relations, peace and prosperity, unquote. They sat at the table, which had been built so that exactly 2018 millimeters separated them to begin their closed door talks. So I guess they had a special table built just for this occasion.
And I'm guessing the 2018 millimeters is because the year 2018.
To begin their closed door talks, Moon responded that there were high expectations that they produce an agreement that will be a, quote, big gift to the entire Korean nation and every peace loving person in the world, unquote. Kim acknowledged the widespread skepticism over their summit, saying, quote, we've reached big agreements before, but we're unable to fulfill them. There are skeptical views on whether the meeting today will yield meaningful results. If we maintain a firm will and proceed forward hand in hand, it will be impossible, at least for things to get worse than they are now, unquote. I mean, when did these guys get all, you know, Kim, get all of a sudden so reasonable sounding? Like, what happened? What happened behind the scenes in North Korea? Are they starving again? I mean, what is it that has changed the
attitude? Well, it's one of those things to where I don't think anybody really knows. People could probably speculate various things.
I'm calling Trump pulled a Reagan.
What do you mean?
All right, so there's a story. Again, this could be apocryphal, but the story is that during the oil embargo, the day after Reagan was elected.
Who was being embargoed?
The United States was being embargoed by the Saudis.
Okay.
The day after Reagan was elected, he called the king of Saudi Arabia on the phone. And he says, look, it's pretty simple. You've got two choices. Either you can turn the spigot on and sell us oil because you want to, or I'll just fly some planes over there and we'll bomb your entire country into a plane of glass and we'll get the oil that way. It's your choice. And they turned the spigot back on. And I have a feeling that, you know, with Trump and all of his rocket man and everything else, that there was a phone call or a message that was, you know, like, China's not going to back you because you're acting stupid. Russia's not going to back you because they're not communists anymore. And we all have nuclear weapons and you don't. So, would you like to play nice?
We do know that Mike Pompeo, who is now Secretary of State,
was the CIA director.
Was the director of the CIA. He had meetings in North Korea
recently,
a couple months ago.
Okay.
And, of course, the CIA is not giving any info on it because they say we don't give information about CIA top secret, right. Blah, blah, blah. And originally, the claim was that all of the correspondence was going through what's called the New York office, which is basically, you know, a different way of saying through the United Nations that's headquartered in New York.
Okay.
When in actuality, Mike Pompeo had visited North Korea. And again, how much of that had to do, and I'm going to keep going back to the Winter Olympics because it seems like, you know, everybody was just all up in arms and wanting to fight each other,
yep.
Until the Olympics, when there was this get-together between
the historic combination team between
the delegation of North Korea and South Korea, yep. Sitting together at the Olympics
And didn't you say the team itself was also combined?
Yeah, it was a joint team, and they had competed in some, like, Pan Am game, or not Pan Am, but like the Asian version of what in the U.S. we would call the Pan Am games. But they had never competed in the Olympics as a joint team before. So, you know, that definitely had a lot to do with it. And, of course, something had to have happened leading up to the Olympics to have the joint team.
Yeah.
But just, you know, that show of goodwill, I think, went a lot further than people expected it to go.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it was one of those things where they're just sitting around having a few drinks at the, you know, the box, whatever, the box seats that they had.
Right.
Or whatever, and like, why are we doing this again? why does this keep happening? This war.
Kind of like at this point, on a much larger scale, kind of like the Hatfield-McCoy thing.
Mm-hmm.
To where, you know, like, wait, why are we fighting again? Why are we supposed to hate each other?
Something grandpappy did, you know, way back when.
Your grandpappy stole one of my grandpappy's pigs and then wound up sleeping with your sister.
You mean Western society hasn't evolved past blood feuds still?
Not really.
Wow.
They're, you know, it's slow going.
The East only got over that like 1,400 years ago. So, I mean, Could you backwards Westerners please evolve?
Well, now, you know, Kim Jong-un, you know, he's kind of a mysterious character to some extent. Like,
right.
He's had an interesting life that's very different from his father.
Right.
He went to college in, what was it, Europe, I think it was, somewhere?
Yeah.
UK, so, I think.
So he had an education that did not come directly from the North Korean government.
Right.
I forget how old he is. I think he's in his early mid-30s, if I recollect. I'm not sure. He's definitely in his...
He's young. Yeah, he's pretty young.
He's not 40. He's not hit 40 yet.
So, he was born either in 1982, 83, or 84.
Yeah.
Nobody really knows, but they do know he was born January 8th. Just not sure which year.
So he was born. He wasn't hatched.
Yeah.
We know that much.
Well... Allegedly.
Allegedly.
You just know what the North Korean government
he's
tells you.
He's not the crown prince of the United Kingdom.
Okay.
So, but, you know, he had this upbringing that's different, right? He has likely absorbed some amount of Westernized culture as a result of that. But yet he still seemed to be going through some of the same motions as his predecessors with the saber rattling and, you know, sort of continuing on in that tradition at the same time.
He likes Dennis Rodman. Rodman was like a figure in our youth. I mean, we're all pretty close to the same age. Daryl's like 3 years older than me.
We grew up in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, you're like 3 years younger than me. And Rodman, he's the same age as us, this Kim Jong-un. So he would have probably been exposed to like that horrible movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme in it.
And who knows, maybe Rodman actually got these peace talks started early on. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's play some hoops.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, there's the Discord on-air call-in line room. Just hop on in over at discord.lrn.fm. And we'll spot you in there and join the room with you. And you can get on the air with us. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, and the us is Ian.
Will.
And Daryl.
Will, you were talking about how your show, my show, the Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM, Free Talk Live, all this stuff is being broadcast to Africa. You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, there's a pirate radio station in Lagos, Nigeria that's run by, he's currently a fellow with the Cato Institute and is in Washington, D.C. His name is Ibrahim Anoba.
Dude's public, the fact that he's running a pirate radio station?
Well, he's not in Nigeria anymore. He's in America right now. So it's okay. But the station
but
is
he's
supposed,
got people
to, that's supposed to still be running underground.
Rich people have people.
Yeah. In Nigeria, in Lagos. So,
but still, that's ballsy to say.
So my show, when people are driving on their way to work in Nigeria, they're listening to Call to Freedom on their way to work.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Have your people call my people.
We'll see.
What is it, 6 hours ahead over there, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty late night right there now. Wait, you said they're driving to work?
No, it's more than that. It's like 11 hours difference. It's the opposite side of the planet.
Oh, it's the others. Yeah. Okay. Now, is Nigeria on the east side of Africa?
No, it's like dead in the middle.
Oh, it's in the middle. Okay.
Yeah,
it is just after midnight in Nigeria,
after midnight
right?
There? Yeah. I thought it was
only like 6 hours.
Maybe it's South Africa that we're in the morning. I don't know.
No.
No, South Africa would be the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. I thought we were on in the mornings there.
Well, there is a refeed of your show.
Oh, okay. There
so,
we go. That's the refeed. Then.
So, yeah. So, let's see. I think your show runs at 3 in the morning Eastern time.
Yeah.
So, it's 9 a.m.
Yeah,
so
that's the one that
some people are waking up with
yeah.
you in the refeed in the morning.
Yes, that's
and
the
your
one.
Crypto hour's like 10 a.m. in the morning.
So. Yeah.
All right. So, there you go. But, yeah, we are doing a broadcast. So, you've got that on an FM station there in Nigeria, but they're picking that up, I presume, off of the satellite.
That's right.
Which is broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to basically all of South Sub-Saharan or Sub-Saharan Africa. So most of the continent of Africa is receiving a signal that they can tune in.
The part where people are.
A lot of people, yeah, including South Africa. So the English-speaking portions of Africa are generally covered by this satellite signal. And it's carrying Liberty Radio Network. It is free for the listeners, so they don't have to subscribe. All they have to have is a very affordable dish and receiver. And it does not cost a whole lot of money. I mean, to us, it doesn't cost a lot of money.
Right.
To them, in a lot of cases, they'll actually end up hiring somebody who's sort of a known satellite installer. He'll come out, he'll install the satellite system, and you have to make payments to him because many people can't afford the full amount of the cost of the dish and the receiver.
Right.
But he'll collect like a monthly or weekly or whatever it is payment from the customer, and that's all they got to pay for. Is once they pay off the receiver, they're done because there's no cost to actually receive the programming because we pay the satellite provider to send the programming, so all the cost is on our side of things. So if you think that that's a pretty cool outreach, if you think that it's pretty neat to, you know, spread the ideas of Liberty over to Africa, and by the way, to North and Central America, because we've got a satellite over those continents as well, that, and of course, that includes Cuba, right? So a lot of places where there's a lot of repression, the English feed of LRN.FM is coming into those places. Now, we're not over the Koreas yet, but, you know, maybe someday if we can raise enough funds. If
you go to fund.lrn.fm and toss in enough money.
Or patreon.lrn.fm, that works too. Either one of those will get you to our, or if you're on LRN.FM, there's a little video link up in the top right, and you can just click on that. So that'll tell you about what we're doing. We actually have heard from people in Africa who have listened to the satellite broadcast. So, Molly?
Molly. Yeah.
It's a female?
No, Molly. M-A-L-I, the country of Molly.
I was thinking, Akko is the guy that calls it.
We've heard from Akko and a couple other males.
I have had a caller on Call to Freedom from Molly.
I see.
Yeah, from the country of Molly.
There's a lot of countries in Africa.
Molly is not too far from Malawi. And that's all I really know about
it.
Yeah.
I'd have to pull up Google Maps on that. I know where Cameroon is because Akko called from Cameroon, and that's why I learned where Cameroon is. And if you are over in Africa or wherever it is that you happen to be listening to the show, you want to participate, remember, you don't have to call the toll-free line. We've got Skype right here. We've got the Discord chat. Either one of those are going to work. And again, Skype username is lrn.fm. The Discord is discord.lrn.fm. You go there and you can get on the air with us and talk about what's going on in your area. I mean, it was really interesting when Akko called because he was talking about the secessionist movement in Cameroon. There's an English-speaking secessionist movement. There's a real split between English speakers and French speakers in that particular country. And it's
we've not heard from Akko in a while.
It's been several months, I would say, since I got a message from him online. He was doing all right the last time I talked to him. He was facing jail time at one point for being involved in some protests against the standing French-speaking government there in Cameroon. So, interesting situation. There's always
a lot of French-speaking in Africa. My wife speaks four languages fluently because she grew up in Kenya, so that meant she had to know English.
Mm-hmm.
She had to know Swahili, which is the local language.
Hakuna Matata.
And she also needed to know French. And then she speaks the Maiman dialect, which is the Indian dialect of their local, you know, home. So that's how she ended up speaking four languages, because in Africa, you need to know at least two, probably three, just to get by in most of Africa.
Yeah. Do you know what they call people that speak only one language?
Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Street people who don't have any food and or ability to get a job. That's what they call them.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. So if you like the satellite broadcast idea, you can support it directly by going to patreon.lrn.fm. $2 a month, not a whole lot to throw into the kitty, and we appreciate everybody that does that. And if enough people share that vision, then we can expand it. We can add the Middle East. We can add Europe. We can add
I can't wait so we can add
South
the Middle
America.
East and South Asia.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to be able to add the Middle East and South Asia.
So anyway, patreon.lrn.fm. A little bit more here about the talks between between Kim Jong-un, the so-called supreme leader of North Korea, and the president of South Korea. They during the talks, Kim joked that he would make sure not to interrupt Moon's sleep anymore. That's Moon is the president of South Korea. A reference to the North's drumbeat of early morning missile tests last year. According to Moon's spokesperson, Yoon Young-chan, Kim also referred to South Korea's Yeompyeong Island that North Korea attacked with artillery in 2010, killing four, saying its residents who've been living in fear of the North Korean artillery have high hopes the summit will help heal past scars. Kim said he'd visit Seoul's presidential Blue House if he were invited. The historic greeting of the two leaders, which may be the most remembered images, was planned to the last detail through the multiple border crossings. Excuse me, though the multiple border crossings may have been impromptu, thousands of journalists were kept in a huge conference center well away from the summit, except for a small group of tightly controlled pool reporters at the border. As they waited and watched, Moon stood near the Korea's dividing line and moved forward the moment he saw Kim in a dark Mao-style suit appearing in front of a building on the northern side. They smiled broadly and shook hands with the borderline in between them. Moon then invited Kim to come across to the south, and after Kim did so, Moon said, quote, "You have crossed into the south, but when do I get to go across?" unquote. Kim replied, quote, "Why don't we go across now?" unquote, and then grasped Moon's hand and led him into the north and then back into the south. Moon then led Kim along a blindingly red carpet into South Korean territory, where two fifth-grade students from the Daesungdong Elementary School, the only South Korean school within the DMZ, greeted their leaders and gave Kim flowers. An honor guard stood at attention for inspection, a military band playing traditional Korean folk songs, beloved by both Koreans and the South Korean equivalent of Hail to the Chief. They then took a photo inside the Peace House where the summit took place, in front of a painting of South Korea's Bukhan Mountain, which towers over the South Korean Blue House, and where dozens of North Korean commandos trying to assassinate the then dictator in Seoul were killed in 1968. Kim's sister, Kim Yo-jong, was by Kim's side throughout the ceremony, handing him a pen to sign a guestbook, taking the school children's flowers from his hand and scribbling notes at the start of their talks with Moon. Expectations were generally low on the nuclear issue, given the past so-called breakthroughs with North Korea's weapons have collapsed amid acrimonious charges of cheating and bad faith. Skeptics of engagement have long since said the North often turns to interminable rounds of diplomacy meant to ease the pain of sanctions, giving it time to perfect its weapons and win aid for unfulfilled promises. But this time they're saying they're going to go to no more nukes on both Koreas.
I'm sorry, man. If you pay attention to the news or history, I mean, Libya gave up their nukes. You see what happened there, right? Like, within a few
with
months.
With Gaddafi?
Yeah. Within a few months of giving up his ability to defend himself against America, what happened?
You think that the North's going to get invaded?
Shh. Quick. I'm telling
pretty
you,
cynical. That's pretty cynical, man.
America only attacks countries that don't have the ability to fight back.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us here and share your thoughts. More coming up here, including breastfeeding, on the way on Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hello.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.